I'm here this morning in Vivery Park, and of course the Taunton Flower Show is coming up on the 1st and 2nd of August. I've got with me this morning Caroline Seymour, who's the show's secretary. Can you tell us how the show preparation is going? It's getting very close now.
Yes, it is very close. It's 2.5 weeks until the actual show opens. We actually begin to take over the park next Wednesday the 23rd, and from then on it's all systems go. The two large marquees are the first ones to go up, and then over the next days the other slightly smaller ones go up. But all the time we're frantically pedalling like mad, doing all the other bits and pieces that aren't actually seen, to make sure that everything's ready for the Thursday before the show, when all the traders come in, set themselves up, and it suddenly becomes a showground rather than Vivery Park.
And I believe there's been a very important expansion this year of the show.
There has indeed. We've taken over a little bit of extra park over in Wilton Lands, which is the other side of Sherford's Dream. So the access is over the bridge where the children feed the ducks. That's how most people know it. We will take over the bridge. So for the 2 days of the show, we will close that bridge for other than show visitors. And over there, we're going to have an expanded food hall. We're going to have a demonstration marquee, jazz, one or two catering concessions, model boats on the Friday. And that's, we're going to try and persuade people to come over. We've got lots of flags and advertising bits and pieces to try and encourage them. But it's a first year, so we'll learn from it. But hopefully people will enjoy the extra space.
I was just going to say, it will give you more space to actually develop the other parts of the showground.
It will, that's right. And to encourage people to come over to that side of the showground, we've changed the entrance. So where people used to come into the main gates of the showground, they don't actually come immediately to the left. They carry on past the War Memorial, and then the entrance will be nearer to the stream. So people pay their entrance fees, and they can either go left towards some trade stands, straight on towards the craft marquee, or right across the bridge to food hall and demonstration marquee.
And I believe you've had a group of people who have all been interested in this, and for that purpose I'm going to now talk to Councillor Catherine Herbert, who's one of her responsibilities is the park. So Catherine, tell us all about this group.
I decided we needed to get together the main users of the park who use the park all year. So obviously the flower show comes in the summertime, they're very important to us, but also the bowls club, the golf club, High Ropes, who uses the park all year, to try and make sure that we avoid clashes within our little user groups of large events, make sure we can work well together and utilise each other's skills, you know, make the best of what we've got here in Vivery Park.
And I believe the usual things will still be happening, like the miniature railway and the children's play park. None of that will be affected, will it?
They'll still be open, but you may have to access them slightly differently. The main area of the park, Vivery Park, will be closed off for the flower show to prepare from the Tuesday before the show. And also Wilton Lands will be closed off for them to prepare from that Tuesday. You'll still be able to come in the main entrance of the park, utilise the flower garden, you know, the rose garden by the War Memorial, feed the ducks, walk around the lake. But you will have to get to the play park at the far end, you'll have to go up Mount Street to get to that. But the play park the other side of Wilton Lands will still be open as well. And the only difference, as Caroline mentioned, is on the 2 days of the show that the bridge in the centre will be part of the showground. So to get to Wilton Lands, you'll have to go to the other side of the lake and walk around the footpaths there to get to Wilton Lands. But the show is so fantastic for Taunton. It attracts so many people, including lots of people from Taunton who visit the show. So we're hopeful that the closures are for just this short period and will be to the benefit of everybody in the end.
And there will be plenty of signage, I think, in town to show people who are not familiar with the town how to get to the park.
Yes, that's right. We're proposing to put some flags up through the centre of the High Street to show people, point the direction of the park, and some signage on the front gates to make sure people know how to get to the play areas and things like that as well.
And I think you've got the cooperation of the park and ride scheme, etc. So there'll be plenty of ways people can actually get here without coming by car.
Definitely, yes.
Well, let's hope then that the 2 days of the show, 1st and 2nd of August, of course, will be as good as usual. In fact, this year, let's hope it's going to be better. Caroline, Catherine, thank you very much.